This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Sherry Albright. She's Executive Director for the Macoupin Economic Development Partnership. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you.
Sherry, our topic of conversation is the partnership's annual dinner that is coming up June 9th. It will be held in the Gillespie Civic Center. And it's a fundraising event and lots of things are going to be done there. And maybe we can give a summary here of what can be expected at this event.
It's our annual networking dinner. It'll be June 9th at the Gillespie Civic Center. We're going to start our evening with a cocktail hour, followed by a prime rib dinner. Our keynote speakers are a very distinguished panel. We have Bob Swartz from Madison Communications, Paul Benty from Cubbyhole in Carlinville, and Donna Yokley from Taylor & Soaps in Mount Olive.
And they'll be covering a variety of aspects of business?
Yes, all three are entrepreneurs in Macoupin County. They all have very different stories of how they've gotten their businesses to where they are, but they're all very inspirational stories. I think everyone will enjoy hearing what they have to say.
Something else that'll be coming up, it's something people have heard about probably on the news or read about it in the news. You also that night have recognition of the top 25 under 45 Macoupin County young leaders, and you said you had quite a turnout for that.
Yes, we did. I think we have more than 50 nominations at this point. MEDP, when it was established, one of our priorities was leadership development, and we have a wonderful group of young people in our county who are doing business. They've gone to college, they've come back home, they're contributing to their community, and we want to make sure that we honor them.
And one person will get special recognition during that honor?
Yes, of the top 25, one will be awarded the Young Leader of the Year.
The evening, as you laid out, there'll be speakers, there'll be the dinner and things like that. Maybe you could talk about the dinners first, and then is it the speakers or the Young 25? So what is the outline for the evening?
We start out with a cocktail hour. Dinner will be followed. As I said, it was a prime rib dinner. After that, our panel of keynote speakers will spend some time talking about business in Macoupin County and how their families have made the decisions and gotten to where they are. And then we will end the evening with the recognition of the top 25 under 45.
Now, as far as MEDP, you have been in existence for a while, and several projects have been undertaken, some still going on. Maybe you could summarize some of the things that's happened since the organization began.
MEDP was established in March of 2009, so we're just beginning our third year. We started out with the Macoupin County Mayor's Council. The council comes together on a quarterly basis, and the mayors have actually started taking on projects and working in cooperation with each other to leverage resources. We've established the Macoupin County Chamber Alliance. We bring the chambers together to do the same type of thing. We have been very pleased with the Build Macoupin County Community Planning Program. I'm sure you've heard about Build Benelled, and we've moved on now, and we're doing some things in Gillespie and Staunton. Benelled is kind of flying on their own, and they're doing a great job. One of the things that has been really successful is our Energy Efficiency Grant Program. That was a grant that we received from the state of Illinois. We're granting money to small business owners, commercial building owners in MEDP member communities to do energy efficiency upgrades, and we've just about spent all of our money. We had $75,000, and we had a wonderful amount of interest in that program. And what I'm most excited about is the just soon-to-be-established Macoupin County Business Park. Just north of Carlinville, we partnered with the Macoupin County Board, and we'll be developing about 29 acres of county-owned property. And we have our first anchor business that will be coming into that development.
That's, I believe, a concrete company is the first business?
Yes, Bogan Bowl Concrete. They're headquartered in Raymond.
Obviously, the annual dinner will recognize certain important individuals in Macoupin County, as well as provide a good meal. And it's a fundraising event also, and maybe you could talk about the fundraising aspect of it.
This is our first fundraiser since MEDP was established, and the funds will go to our general operating budget. We have been very blessed by support from private business and public entities, and this is a chance for the general public to also help us support economic development in our county.
specifically, if one would like to attend or is thinking of attending, maybe we should give the time, prizes, and all the details that go with how to attend.
Again, the dinner is June 9th. It's at the Gillespie Civic Center. We start at 5:45 with a social hour. Dinner will be at 6:45. Tickets are $50 a piece. You can sponsor a table of eight for $400, and you will be included as a sponsor. Tickets are available at several locations throughout our county, United Community Bank locations, First National Bank locations, Carlinville National Bank, Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, State Farm Insurance in Verdon. But the easiest way to do it, also, you can contact me at MEDP, Sherry at MacoupinPartners.com. And we do need to have reservations made by May 23rd.
Of course, if there's any questions, they can always contact the MEDP offices.
That's correct.
Sherry, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.